There ain't nothing like a Tennessee mountaintop. Some straight shooting neighbors that don't name drop. With a preacher man praying for peace. On ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Give us a call at 381-1313 or tweet us at ESPN Radio Lex. Now here's Dan Reifer and Mary Jo Perino.
Tennessee Day. Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning, Daniel. Ah,
Have you done karaoke on this one?
No.
No, not this one.
No. He's the only good thing in Tennessee right now.
It's going to be rocking down there at Thompson Bowling Arena tonight.
It will. And the Vols need a win at home.
Pretty badly. It's a 9 o'clock tip-off.
Yeah.
Or midnight, as Calipari likes to say.
It does feel that way, though.
It does.
It really does feel that, even on a Saturday night.
Because you're waiting all day.
Yeah.
9 o'clock, you start, you know, winding it down. At our age, anyway. You know. Those in their 20s will be... They will be in good shape by the time 9 o'clock rolls around at Thompson Bowling Arena. And then they're letting the students come back from break a little earlier than usual. I guess classes start, at least the Kentucky classes start on Wednesday. So classes start next week, I would imagine. And the dorms weren't open, and they're opening them up this afternoon so that the students can come back and be there for the game.
That's wild.
Yeah. So it's going to be wild. Calipari was talking about how, you know, how difficult it is because Kentucky's lost two straight down there in Knoxville to his good friend Rick Barnes. Calipari had a couple of nice things to say.
He's not a jagoff.
He said at least when you have friends, then like it's not easy playing your friends, and I hate playing friends, but at least I can say if we lost – that I'm truly happy for that guy. Like, I really am happy for Rick Barnes when he beats us. Other guys, I just say good game. But I really mean I'm not happy for you at all.
Rick Barnes seems so boring to me.
He does. He does seem like the boringest. Like, his, but I was looking at his record, and he has won 344 games, I believe, in his 644. Calipari's won 664. So really, it's his 31st year, Rick Barnes, but he is 644 and 353. Calipari's 664 and 193 in 26 years. Calipari hasn't even lost 200 games yet. But I feel like even when Tennessee hired Rick Barnes, I was like, eh, decent coach.
Yeah.
They're not going to suck.
Yeah.
But I didn't go back to the mountaintop for Tennessee.
Yeah, no.
Like at Texas, it was always good, but just not Final Four good.
Well, especially when you see the talent that has churned out into the NBA from Texas from when he was the coach there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I mean, Kevin Durant can almost single-handedly win an NBA championship.
Yeah.
He should have been able, you know... So, I always thought Rick Barnes underachieved, and I guess that was the whole narrative of, you know, surrounding him. But by the way, did you see Bruce Pearl's reaction when Auburn won at Tennessee this week? Did you watch any of that game?
I watched it. I didn't see his reaction, though.
So, at the end of the game, when it was, you know, less than a minute to go and 10-point game or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I mean, they're showing close-ups of his face, and he has teared up. I mean, he is crying because Knoxville is such a special place to him still. I really believe that.
Yeah.
That's where he was on the mountaintop, you know, where he had gotten them to be so good.
Right.
And then all the stuff that's happened at Auburn and to go there. And that's the first time Auburn, I think, has won at Tennessee in like two decades almost.
Yeah, it was a really long time. I remember them saying that it had been like 1988 or 98 or something like that.
And he was very emotional. I didn't hear any like this post-game comments or whatever, but he was very emotional.
And they're doing it without the that Austin Wiley, who was on, you know, Team USA under Cal. And and Daniel Purifoy. I mean, they're two best players.
Yeah.
But they were, you know, got tied up in that FBI investigation somehow. To me, I would just be like, Brian Bowen got cleared. I mean, what is Auburn doing? I'd be like, oh, we're just going to play him anyway. I mean, because that whole NCAA investigation, FBI investigation, it's just completely puttered out. I mean, it's like there's nothing left to it.
No.
But I was watching Alabama-Vanderbilt because the end of that game that night, it was close, and you know, Vanderbilt wound up winning.
And that's after Alabama had just put an absolute whooping on A&M.
Right. And so you think in your mind, well, that's an upset. Well, you know, watching UK-LSU Wednesday night, the announcer like two or three times referenced, oh, it's crazy in the SEC. I mean, Alabama went to Vanderbilt and lost. And that's the one he would point to, like, each time. Not that Auburn went to Tennessee and beat them. Yeah. And Arkansas went to Mississippi State and lost to them. Like, there was, this week, there was like four or five upsets. And Vanderbilt was actually favored in that game against Alabama. But for Mississippi State to hold serve against Arkansas, and then I thought the Auburn win was bigger than any of them week.
I think so.
But I don't think there's any doubt that this is the toughest the SEC from top to bottom has been in 5 years or more, maybe since Calipari's been here.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
And while we're on the topic of SEC, since the last time I saw you, the SEC went ahead and swept the college playoff.
Yeah.
And our man Jack was there.
Yes. Our good friend on the radio here, Jack, was out there or down there in New Orleans for it and saw his Alabama Crimson Tide roll the Clemson Tigers.
I had Clemson and Oklahoma moving on. And so
I had Georgia, and then there was flip a coin for me on the other one. But
after the first defensive series, when when Clemson had the ball, we turned each other and I said, they're not going to do squat today.
And they didn't.
And they didn't.
But that Georgia-Oklahoma game is one of the better games I think I've ever seen. I don't know if you got a chance to watch it.
Yes, we did. Wasn't that something? My gosh.
Yeah.
When they got up on them big, I thought.
I thought when it was 21-7, I said, this is going to be 42-17 or something.
Yeah. I thought, oh, my gosh, Georgia doesn't know what it's gotten itself into. And then, lo and behold. And then the second half, though, of that game, that shows you how good of a coach Kirby Smart is.
Yes.
Because they changed things up, and Oklahoma couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
That original defensive game plan got torched in the first half. In the second half, it was run for your life, Baker Mayfield.
Yeah. You know, Dan and Mary Joe, Sony Michelle and Nick Chubb both got, what was it, well over 300 yards combined.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then it dawned on me. Oklahoma's defensive coordinator, his last name is Stoops.
Yep.
Oh, Jack.
Well, it's true.
It's true. It is.
Well, and Lincoln Riley had to come out this week and kind of give him a vote of confidence because he was getting so much heat for that. But you know what? Even like not taking anything away from Sony Michel and Nick Chubb, those are two very talented running backs, but they get whole holes made for them.
Oh,
I mean, those Georgia offensive linemen clear some space. I mean, a couple of those runs for touchdowns they weren't even touched.
Yeah.
Baker
Mayfield got just destroyed that second half.
Well, he got what he deserved, finally.
Yeah, I was fine with it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So did you have a good time?
Yeah, we went to the restaurants you suggested, had a great time. I think my wife had maybe one too many Bloody Marys, but
not possible.
I think the key to this game Monday is it's going to be low scoring, I believe. But I think Alabama, I think it comes down to Fromm. I think Alabama's going to try to funnel him to run up the middle if and when he does have to scramble, which I think will be a lot. And they're going to funnel him up the middle and just force him to go into the meat of that defense. And I'm more confident about this game than I was last week.
Nick Saban is 11-0 against former assistants and has won those games by an average of 14 points.
Yeah.
So they're not even close.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what Georgia, I mean, it's the same formula. It is, you know, run the ball, play good defense, and catch them on play action.
They're mirror images of each other now. They have to be. They know each other so well. But we're not going. We're both down in the dumps with, I don't know, it's flu-like symptoms. So we went out yesterday and bought a new TV. So we're just going to watch it on the new big screen.
Well, you
that's
you
not
were
a bad way to enjoy
them.
It
yeah.
either. Yeah, but some friends of mine went out to Pasadena and, you know, spent some money to go out there to that game. And they came back, and I saw all the national championship prices. And they're fortunate enough to know some season ticket holders, some boosters, and they got tickets to the national championship at face value.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So they're pumped. The tickets we saw were about $2,100 for Atlanta. So my wife suggested, what do we have in savings? And I said, don't forget it.
Yeah. But, I mean, how about that for Georgia? I mean, it's like a home game.
Yeah.
Well, they're practicing in Athens.
Yeah.
Georgia's practicing at their field.
Yeah. It's about 60-40. I think Alabama's taken 30 or 35,000 down there for maybe 40. So it'll be loud for both teams.
Oh, absolutely. I just mean for the travel.
Oh, for the travel,
It's just so easy. I mean, Alabama travels as good as anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Atlanta's not. Yeah.
It's not far for them either.
I know so many Georgia fans. I've never been around a better group of a fan base. When you go to Athens to tailgate, they just ask you to come in and tailgate with them. They're very nice people.
Yeah.
I love their mascot, since we have a bulldog ourselves. And if Georgia were to win, I would probably reconsider jumping off the nearest bridge. So, but
I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great game. Mm-hmm. This has been the two best teams in the country are in the championship.
Yeah, I mean, this is the last week's Alabama Clemson game. That was just one ticked off team.
Yeah, yeah,
and you could tell immediately.
Well, and they were healthier.
Yeah,
I mean, people kept forgetting how beat up their defense was, and then they get a month to get better.
That was the key, Mary Jo. They had 34 days to get healthy.
Yeah.
And this is what they look like when they're healthy. Do you think if Saban wins, this is his best coaching job at Alabama? I do. Because of the health issues and having and just not just Saban, the training staff and the doctors.
Yeah, I think he's always aided by losing out on the national championship the year before. I think that helps drive home the message. Like, did you see their strength and conditioning coach take the 2017 runner-up trophy and smash it to smithereens?
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I did not see that.
Yeah.
That's Cochran for you.
Right. So, I think he does a better job when they've won one and then able to go back and win it the second time. But, I mean, it's so hard for me to say because I can't remember each individual of the five championships that he's won, or four, right? He's won four?
Four at Alabama.
Yeah, and this would be five.
Yeah. What do you think about tonight's Kentucky game, Tennessee game?
Oh, I think it's going to be hard.
Yeah, I think it's going to be hard.
I do too, yeah.
Tennessee, I mean, they have played the best in the country. I mean, they went toe-to-toe with North Carolina, probably should have won that game. They played Villanova really well. That was just like a nine-point game. They should have beaten Auburn. They had Auburn down, and then they let Auburn just come back and take it to them.
Yeah.
So
I think that angers them, and they always are up for Kentucky.
Yes,
it is such an. I mean,
well, this is the second sellout of the season so far. This is the only the second sellout. They've won there twice.
Yeah,
they feel like they can beat Kentucky in Knoxville because
they've done it
the last two times.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be one of those, we can't start out 0-2. And, like, Rick Barnes has got their attention. And, look, guys, you want to play around and stink, or you want to win? And, they're going to be loaded for bear.
And I do think this is one of those games where, you know, Kentucky's had some slow starts, and they've gotten down a little bit and come back. I don't think that will happen. I just don't think they can jump out to a big deficit.
No.
And hope to fight back in this one.
And it's tough on these kids for the stretch because it was Friday it was Louisville, Sunday it was Georgia, Wednesday was at LSU, and then you turn them right around and go to Tennessee.
Yeah.
Four games in 8 days, two of them road games, back-to-back, a lot of freshmen. I unfortunately think that Tennessee
gets this. They're not freshmen, Dan.
That's right. They're not freshmen anymore. That's right.
But only when Kevin Knox doesn't play well is he a freshman again.
Right. They're freshmen when, it's convenient to be called a freshman. No doubt about it.
Okay, guys. Nice talking to you. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, Jack. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
381-1313. If you want to get in here, we got to take a break. We'll be back with more on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Looking for a financial institution with your best interest in mind? At Park Community Credit Union, your achievements are important to us. Whether you're looking for a checking account, investment advice, an auto, mortgage, or business loan, your success is important at Park Community Credit Union. Call 800-626-2870 or visit parkcommunity.com for financial guidance. Located at 2217 War Admiral Way.
Your life, your money, your way.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
In 2016, after spending $10 million of my own money, we passed a constitutional amendment in Florida allowing the use of medical marijuana. Here in this state, it must be implemented by our politicians and governor. For many years, I have represented those injured by unsafe drugs. Only in the United States and New Zealand are these pill pushers allowed to advertise on TV. It's outrageous. Legal opioids are killing us and destroying our families. And all the while, medical marijuana remains a solution for pain, nausea, and anxiety. We need to urge these politicians to put compassion first. Plus, it's good for the state and its financial well-being. Visit ForThePeople.com for a complete list of bad drugs being pushed on us and hurting us all. Call us on your cell phone at Pound Law. That's Pound 529. Morgan & Morgan, For the People.
Offices Lexington.
Barclay Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling has an immediate opening for an experienced service and repair plumber. Please apply in person at Barclay Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, 939 Winchester Road, Lexington, or call 859-252-3519.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
What's with that old lamp?
It's a magic lamp, Jeremy.
This is Brenda Satterwhite with my sons, Jeremy and Justin, from Linux of Kentucky. What are you two up to now?
Watch. I wish I could see better on foggy mornings.
Hey, look! Light bars. My turn. I wish my ride had better storage. Ooh, a diamond plate toolbox.
Boys, you don't need that lamp. You only need Linux of Kentucky. With more than 5,673 accessories, we can trick out any truck or SUV on any budget. 4- and 5-inch stainless steel oval step bars. Hard and soft folding bed covers. Retractable bed covers with the new matte finish. We got it all.
Along with expert advice and installation.
I still like the lamp, though. I wonder how it would look hanging from my rearview mirror.
You are strange, Justin.
And I wish you'd both get back to work. For truck and SUV accessories, Line Exit at Linux of Kentucky, behind the Toyota of Nicholasville Big Used Car Store.
Or linuxofky.com.
Lina's Irish Bar and Grill is under new local ownership and is now open for lunch. Serving locally sourced, delicious Kentucky food, we butcher, cure, and smoke our pastrami in-house, and our world-famous O'Round Burger will have you licking your lips and coming back for more. If it's a beer you want, there's over 20 craft beers on tap and drink specials throughout the week. Check out our Facebook page for our weekly live music schedule. And here at Lina's, we are the home of soccer in Lexington. Our unique atmosphere is the best in town and the only spot to cheer on the Cats. Lina's Irish Bar and Grill, located just off of UK's campus at 384 Woodland Avenue, locally owned, Kentucky proud.
This is the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
In a little cabaret, in a South
You know, if you just ignore the Ball family, it will go away.
Yeah.
ESPN will not. I'm watching SportsCenter last night at, like, when I get home late, you know, whatever. I think maybe I'm watching the 2 a.m. SportsCenter.
Oh, Dan.
Or the, no, it was the 1 a.m., I guess. I caught the end of Van Pelt, so I guess the next okay. one. Stan Verrett, and so I guess it was 1. So, they do a live shot from Lithuania with Jeff Goodman of ESPN, and he looks, you know, so thrilled to be there.
I mean, that is their main college basketball analyst.
Because they got rid of Andy Katz.
Yeah, just now as we're getting into the meat of college basketball, right? Now's the time, especially after the national championship game Monday and then NFL playoffs and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, now's the time where people turn their attention to college basketball.
Yeah.
And he's in Lithuania with the Ball brothers.
And he just looks like... So they go to him and he goes, yeah, what happened in the middle of the night in Lithuania? I'm like, I'm not talking your time. I'm talking here in the middle of the night. The team that the Ball brothers are playing on released a statement saying that they have withdrawn from their league and are going to play 5 friendlies, exhibition games, against other teams. Teams that were not initially on the schedule. They've changed their schedule completely. And they're going to play those games because they think it gives the Ball brothers more of an opportunity for playing time because they're not league games that count. And I'm going,
well, geez, if they were that good, wouldn't they play in those league games that
right?
count?
So they just withdrew from the league. And then this morning, Jeff Goodman tweets, the Ball brothers were supposed to make the trip to this city for today's game, but they remained in the other city after the opposing team didn't initially allow the cameras from the Ball reality show in the arena.
So it's just about basketball for those guys. They just want to play.
Just want to win.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, just stop. Stop, stop, stop.
So this is what it's all about. It's about making money in a show. That's what it is. But ESPN can't turn away. And so we're talking about it. It is. I'm talking about it because it's absurd. Its absurdity is so...
And aren't you convinced that Lonzo's the only one that can actually play?
Yeah.
I mean, I really think so. Like, I don't foresee the other two being in the NBA. I think Lonzo deserves to be there. You know, I think he's good enough, but...
LaVar Ball has got the attention right now. He's got it. And he is going to use it up as much as he can and burn it right out. They got a deal with Facebook. So Facebook's going to show these games live, and Facebook is showing the reality show. So as long as he's getting paid, he's going to ride the train.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame him for that. I would too, but still, God, I'm off the train. I'm off the train.
Yeah, I'm.
Dan, we got a lot to get to today. Coming up in our next hour, we're going to talk to Joe Masato from SEC Country because there have been a few transfers this week.
Just one yesterday. Another one.
None bigger, though, than Drew Barker.
Absolutely.
And I just want to get your take. Were you surprised?
Not at all. No, I wasn't surprised. I knew somebody had to go. Somebody was going to go. I felt like when Terry Wilson came in, the thought was, well, Gunnar Hoke is probably going to leave. And the reason I thought him is because... You know, Terry Wilson and he are the same class. Like, so they'll have the same, they both have 3 years to play. So the other thing was Gunnar Hoke's dad was vocal on social media about his displeasure with Eddie Grant's offense. And anytime you have a parent vocal about displeasure, you figure that parent isn't acting alone, that, you know, the kid is at least hearing it, you know. And so I thought, well, Gunnar Hoke's not going to sit here and watch Drew Barker and Terry Wilson battle it out while he sits back and waits another year. And if Terry Wilson wins the job, then what's he going to do? Wait for him to get injured? So that was my thought. And even still, I'm not so sure that Gunnar Hoke wouldn't maybe go elsewhere. But I can totally understand it for Drew Barker. I mean, he came in with such... I mean, he was the face of the program for Stoops, that, you know, that first year, that Super Bowl commercial, and he's front and center. And then it just, it hasn't worked that well. And then now you've got this guy that fits the offense that you're running now coming in. So it's almost like a, it's just a fight just to get in there. And then you're going to have to run an offense that wasn't, it's not suited for your strengths anymore. It's suited for the other guy's strengths. So the odds are stacked against you. So I fully understand it. And no, I was not surprised one bit.
I was a little surprised because I thought that at least in Drew's mind, he would feel like the clear-cut favorite to start. He's going to have 1 year left regardless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is it. So, you know, like Tolles. And I thought in his mind, he would have thought he's going to be the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I have thought since day one, Jaren Williams was going to start this mm-hmm. year. And then when he decommitted and Terry Wilson signed, I immediately thought Terry Wilson's. I just didn't see it panning out for Drew, but I didn't know that he would transfer.
Well, and then, you know, John Hale, our friend at the Courier-Journal, did a great job of getting, you know, the real story behind it, which was that they had already made this decision before Terry Wilson signed with Kentucky, before signing day. They did this. This had been coming together for a while. They had already been thinking about this based on the evolution of the offense, that when Drew Barker won the job and was the starter, the offense, I mean, we all remember the first half of Southern Miss. That's the offense Drew Barker was meant for and that they wanted to run. When he got hurt and it wasn't working, they had to go to Steven Johnson's strengths and Benny Snell. They found Benny Snell. They already had Boom Williams. Then they found Benny. So it changed, and the evolution of that has led to an offense that's just not built for Drew. And so I thought it was great that they didn't want to be a distraction during the bowl game. So they kept it to themselves and waited. And that's actually hurt Drew because he could have been out there shopping before now.
So I guess my argument is, as a coaching staff, what are you supposed to do if the guy that you are planning on going with and you're going to run an offense for him gets hurt a game and a half in, and then you have to bring in this other guy who, those are not his strengths. You can't throw the ball all over the field. You've got to evolve the offense to fit your personnel, right? I mean, that was always like such a knock on, you know, trying to run the option with Jared Lorenzen,
mm-hmm.
right? That's not the offense that fits that guy. So I can't fault the coaches for changing that around because you've got to. And but on the flip side of that, I think other schools are out recruiting the wide receivers that Kentucky is talking to, saying, listen, you ain't getting the ball there. They don't mm-hmm. throw it.
Right.
So it's a catch 22, you know, mm-hmm. you know.
Now, I mean, Drew Barker's dad said, things happen. We don't blame them. I mean, you had to do what you had to do. So there's no blame here. We just felt clock is ticking and want to go somewhere that's going to throw it 38 to 45 times a game. We know that's not going to happen here. We're not mad at UK for that.
Yeah, and now they can't because of Benny Snell. Because they got this guy that's so valuable and so good. You've got to run the offense through him.
And if you can run the ball, I think this is Stoops for sure. Stoops definitely thinks this way. If you can run the ball, shorten the game, and play good defense, that's the best formula. Instead of quick strikes and hoping you score, you know, when you're swapping scores that you come out ahead, you know? Because we saw that like against Southern Miss with Shannon Dawson. And losing that game, it was like, we can't do this. This we have to run the ball. We've got to eat some clock. This can't be the way we win games. It's not going to work that way. Not in the SEC. So it's great that we can throw it all over the place, but we can't have minute and a half possessions. We just can't. So we've got to do it another way. And now they've gone so far that way that it makes it that when you do throw the ball, you've got to be perfect execution because you've cut those opportunities down significantly.
And the two teams that are in the national championship mm-hmm. run the ball first and play really good defense.
Mm-hmm.
So
that is
not
the formula
so
in the SEC.
It's not like it's a bad formula, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. That's been the Bears' formula since I've ever known that they were a team. Run the ball, play good defense.
Which they did neither of last Sunday, Dan. Securing the Minnesota Vikings a first round bye.
I was watching that game, and when the Vikings did what they wanted and got up 14-0, I'm about to fall asleep. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to lean this recliner back and see what happens.
And then they run the
and then they got the touchdown. Yeah. I'm like, okay, let's sit back up. We got ourselves a game. And then it was snooze fest after that. Absolutely. But the Bears, if they draft right, I think they got a chance, Mary Jo.
Well, they haven't in a while. So
Mitch Trubisky was a good pick.
Yeah.
By the way, the Cleveland Browns, I don't think they need to take a quarterback. I was just talking about that this week. They need to take offensive linemen and defensive linemen. Just big bodies who can block.
Which is probably what they've been needing to do for a long time.
Well, I heard someone else say, like, maybe they should take two quarterbacks. Like, just to hedge their bets because they got the first and the fourth pick.
Right, and didn't DeShone Kizer, didn't he break something in the last game, too, or something
like
that?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
No. But you can find, look, you could still go sign Colin Kaepernick. Nobody wants him. Because they'll go draft all those linemen and then bring Kaepernick in. I mean, how worried could you be about the fans? You're 0-16. You know? I mean, what are you worried about selling tickets? Win games, they will come, and it does not matter who the quarterback is. If your quarterback murdered somebody, if you win games, they'll find a way to go, well, it was probably self-defense, got a raw deal. You know? Winning solves everything every time. It will hide all wounds, all nastiness, all the ugliness. Winning covers it all up.
All the time.
Every time.
All the time.
We got to take a break. What are we going to talk about next, Mary Jo?
Well, we have the Tennessee game. We've got the national championship game coming up. The two other transfers.
We do have to mention those.
We'll get into that.
All right. We'll do it next here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Made out of muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load
the Dan and Mary Jo Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
All banks claim personal service, but at Citizens Commerce, service is a way of life. Whether it's a conversation to discuss your financial needs or a visit to your office to set up online banking, Citizens Commerce will assist you in accomplishing your goals. At Citizens Commerce, we make decisions locally and spend more time with our clients. You are a name, not a number. Expect us to know you by name as we become your business partner. Stop by one of our branches to discuss your banking needs, or let's set up a visit to your office and learn how Citizens Commerce takes service to a new level. You'll love our personal service and low fees. So come in and talk to one of our friendly banking professionals or visit us online at citizenscommerce.com.
Hello, this is Michelle Oxley, President and CEO of Citizens Commerce, inviting you to start a conversation with us. We know changing banks can be hard. Make sure you only have to do it once. Switch one time for a lifetime of service.
Here's how we see it. Driving a car isn't about getting you from A to B, because A to B could be right down the street, and B to C might be a lot farther. And what if C to D has twists and turns? Every drive is different, and so is the new 2018 Acura TLX, with an integrated dynamic system offering four distinct drive modes for adaptive control. The new 2018 Acura TLX. What a ride.
Dan, everyone knows courtesy is the best place to buy a car.
That's right. It's also the best place to sell your car. We want to buy your vehicle, no matter what make, model, or condition. Just bring the car to courtesy, and we'll beat any written offer by $300.
Selling your car courtesy is easy. Bring us your car, we'll appraise it, make you an offer, and cut you a check right on the spot.
Turn your car into cash at courtesy.
Visit us on Nicholasville Road next to the Fayette Mall or courtesyonwheels.com, and that's what we like to call...
Sweet.
Every day across America, terrible quotes are happening.
We become what we think about, and I am chicken wings.
Well-behaved women rarely make history, or a decent souffle.
Loose lips eat chips.
Butterflies in your stomach tells you two things, and one is very bad.
So terrible. But thanks to Safe Auto, you can get a great car insurance quote in just 3 minutes that could save you 25%. Visit SafeAuto.com today.
Follow Jane. She's stuck on a family road trip recreating Lewis and Clark's famous journey. Jane gets interested in learning about Sacagawea, Lewis and Clark's Native American translator and guide on the trail. She spoke several languages, could find food in the hardest places, and traveled the whole expedition with a baby on her back. Lexington Children's Theater presents Sacagawea, Discovering History. Sunday, January 21st, and Saturday, January 27th, and Sunday, the 28th. For tickets, call 859-254-4546 or visit lctonstage.org.
I'm Bill Heisel. I own Cattleman's Roadhouse. As Cattleman's Roadhouse has grown, our payroll needs changed. We used to do our own payroll. We're in the restaurant business, not the payroll business. And the best thing we ever did was get out of the payroll business. We tried some other companies before Payroll Solutions, but Payroll Solutions has given us what we needed. We love it there in Lexington, and we're a Kentucky company just like they are, and it's advantageous that they're right nearby. In the payroll business, just like the restaurant business, it's all about service. We looked at some of the big companies, and they had lots of bells and whistles, but we didn't want to be in the self-service payroll business. And Payroll Solutions just gives us personal service. I know the people that do my payroll. I call them on the phone, and they're flexible. They make it work for us.
Call 859-255-7020 for your payroll solutions.
It's a local company. They care. They get your payroll right.
This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Are you sensing a theme, Mary Jo?
I feel like these are all Tennessee-related songs.
This one's by Alabama.
As long as we don't play Rocky Top. That's all.
This is a song about the Tennessee River by Alabama. Rocky Top is a song about Tennessee by two dudes from Eastern Kentucky. Had they known what they had created. Well, that song is going to be played a lot tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot. All right, we had gotten into the transfer of Drew Barker there. Now, where he might wind up, you know, Western Kentucky's QB coach is Steve Spurrier Jr., and he recruited Barker to South Carolina. That's who Barker said no to say yes to Kentucky.
Yep.
That's where he was going to go. So Western could be a spot. Neil Brown, of course, recruited Barker to UK. I mean, that's who he wanted. So he could go to Troy. We've heard Cincinnati as a spot.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see him personally at Western or Troy. Troy has had success. They graduated their quarterback. I mean, if he could go down there and win, I think that would be fun to see him. And same thing at Western. They lost their quarterback to graduation. So it would be fun to see him there, either place. I would just love to see him go out there and have one nice year of college. To me, if you go through
everything he's gone through,
and you just don't get to play, you don't get 1 year. Like, I think I saw Reese Phillips he's applying for another year out there at Montana because he had the horrible injury.
Mm-hmm.
But he was doing great for them. Maxwell Smith helped San Diego State get to a bowl game. Curtis Pulley was killing it for Florida A&M, you know. So these guys, I just hate any athlete that's super talented. I mean, especially from Kentucky, the ones you get to see and get to know a little bit.
Yep.
And they show you that talent, and then they go somewhere, and for whatever reason, 3-4 years later, they haven't played. You're like, oh, man. I hate to see this kid not get his chance.
Yeah.
That's like Tavion Hollingsworth for Dunbar. So, I was so happy to see him go to Western because he's going to play, and he is. He's starting.
He's very good.
Very good.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to see him sit over there on the bench at Kentucky and get like 5 minutes a game for 4 years like Dominique Hawkins, and it takes to his junior year before he finally gets some real playing time. And then his senior year, you're like, okay, I can start him now. I trust you. No!
Yeah.
I wish Dominique Hawkins would have played as a freshman, you know, at Kentucky, honestly. But we were talking football.
So two other guys transferred. And last week we were having a discussion about the running backs, because that too is a crowded backfield.
Yeah.
So you knew something had to give. And another parent who had been vocal mm-hmm. on social media was A.J. Rose's
right
dad. And we had kind of mentioned, well, Bryant Kobach, you know, they loved him.
Right.
But he was hurt, so Bryant Kobach transferring.
Again, I thought the same thing. Like I told you, I thought Gunnar Hoke would maybe transfer before Barker. But instead it's Barker, I thought it would be A.J. Rose.
And the circumstances are a little different because it's a family health issue in his mother that he's dealing with. So I understand that.
And with the news happening so quickly that Bryant Kobach was going to transfer and he wanted to be closer to home. And so one of the reporters there, let me get his name. I want to give the guy credit because he was on top of it there. Reporter Jordan Strack from WTOL 11, I guess in Toledo. Up that way. But he, you know, he covered the kid in high school, Bryant in high school. So mm-hmm. he, you know, he knows him and all that stuff and knows the family. And so he was reporting and he had a quote from Kobach saying, you know, I hope Stoops changes his mind. But he first reported that he wasn't going to be allowed. He's been released, but with the restrictions to any SEC school and any school on UK's future schedule, which included Toledo and
Eastern Michigan.
And those were two of the schools that were within 45 minutes of Bryant's home and where he wanted to go, because his whole reason was his mother's dealing with some health issues and he wanted to be close to her. Completely understand that.
Yeah.
And so when that first came out, it was the reaction to that was, do the right thing, UK, do the right thing. And I don't even think it was a question of doing the right thing. It's just, this is what happens. You want your release? Okay. Here's the rules. Okay. And then when Stoops finds out for the first time.
And they have a discussion.
Oh, Bryant, I didn't realize you wanted to go here or there. Well, yeah, we'll allow that. Yeah. Like, it's not like they said, hey, I want to go here. I'm like, no, we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
And then people went, do the right thing. And he went, okay, we'll do it. I think they just didn't. They didn't have all the information in the first place.
Yes, and the immediate answer, as Stoops explained, our rule is.
Mm-hmm.
We'll grant you release, just not to SEC schools or schools on our schedule. I mean, that's just it for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So they flexed on the rule for him, and like you said, not. I don't think because of public sentiment. I think they just once they got the whole story and the reason, they said, okay, fine.
Right. This is our standard, and yes, we make exceptions, and yeah, we'll do one here. And then yesterday, Jaquiz Cross announced on Twitter that he is transferring. A defensive lineman, he came in at the same time as T.J. Carter, and you've seen T.J. Carter play as a freshman, as a sophomore, and Cross redshirted. And the times that I have seen Cross, in the few times I've been to practice, he has been working at nose guard. So since he's been here, it's been Matt Elam, Naquez Pringle, Quentin Bohanna this year emerges,
yep,
and Jacob Hyde, is it Mackey or, I don't know, Jacob Hyde Mackey. Anyway, he graduated. Pringle's gone. Elam's gone.
Bohanna's your starter,
but there's Cross.
Yeah.
But since he's been here, he's been behind those guys, and I think that may have contributed to it, that he's back there working fifth string, you know? But I would imagine he would see an opportunity if he hasn't played. And now this is a chance, because you're going to have some breathers there. Or maybe, you know, the staff said, I don't, you know, it's been a couple years. I don't know if it's going to work for you. I don't know. I don't know what really happened there.
And maybe he's been recruited over. I mean, sometimes transfers are a sign of writing mm-hmm. on the wall, we've got better players coming in. Mm-hmm. I mean, so, you know. I think fans are sometimes so quick to say, all these, like, every school has guys that transfer in the offseason. It happens all the time. Now, maybe not the guy that is expected to perhaps be your starting quarterback.
Right.
Maybe not that.
Uh-huh. But it's not a sign of a trend. It's just how it is. Somebody, there's 85 individuals.
Yeah, there's attrition on every football team in the offseason.
And just sometimes happens. It doesn't work out. And definitely there are those conversations that coaches have with players that, hey, we thought you were something else. I'm just going to give you a heads up. You're probably not going to get a chance here because we've seen all we need to see. So if you wanted to go somewhere else, I mean, if you want to play, you probably should do that. That happens too, you know. My thing with restricting guys, I understand that you don't want to recruit somebody and then let them go to a team to beat you. But I also, the flip side of it is, the way everything else is, I would say go wherever you want. Because
if Jaquizz Cross is the reason that you're going to lose to whoever he goes to play for, then that's on you, bruh.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even in Brian Kobach's play.
Yeah.
Even if he does beat you, well, you should have played better. I mean, yes, you recruited him or whatever, but it didn't work out. So, freedom. Just like coaches have freedom. They don't restrict you.
No.
Dan Mullen wasn't restricted from going from Mississippi State to Florida.
They have the ultimate freedom.
Yeah. So players should have the ultimate freedom, too. I mean, it's their lives. You can't... I know it's standard for all teams to do. I just think, in general, the rule should be it's up to the player. You go wherever you want to go. Too bad if I go to a team you don't like or is on your schedule and I beat you. Too bad. It's part of it. All right, we got to take another break. Basketball talk. If you want to get into that, 381-1313. Of course, Joe Musato coming up here at 11:15 to talk even more football. He'll maybe have more, I would think, on these transfers than.
And I think we can maybe get into who I think is the worst basketball coach of all time, making news this week, and also a potential. Defection from Cal staff? Could it be? Could this finally...
I haven't even talked about that yet.
That
was good stuff yesterday. All right, we'll talk about it next here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Your appliances should be powerful, and so should your savings. Come into the Home Depot this weekend and save up to 30% on appliance special buys, like a Samsung high-efficiency top-load washer and electric dryer. More room to do laundry, using less energy, with all the power. Only $498 each. Just one of the ways you'll save up to 30% on appliance special buys this weekend. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. Gas dryer extra. See store for details. Valid through January 24th.
Brothers Auto Sales says bye-bye 2017 and hello 2018. A new year and a new reason to get out of that old car and buy with confidence and peace of mind at Brothers Auto Sales. With 18 years serving Lexington and Central Kentucky with over 150 of the highest quality pre-owned vehicles, we offer the best financing. Check out brothersautosales.com or come by the lot, 285 East New Circle, for the easiest car buying experience you'll ever have, guaranteed. Resolve to upgrade your ride at Brothers Auto Sales.
My name's Barney Miller from Barney Millers Incorporated. My company started working with payroll solutions in August. In the past, we've had one person in my company that could do payroll, and if that person was on vacation or sick, it became a problem. So nowadays, it's real easy. Years ago, I had dealt with another payroll company from out of town, and the service was not very good. With Payroll Solutions being a local company, I thought I'd give them a try, and it's been very good. They answer the phone, you don't get put on hold, and they've been very good. Payroll Solutions is very inexpensive versus doing it ourselves. Payroll Solutions helps us with all our payroll taxes, W-2 forms, and we don't have to keep buying new software every year to do our in-house payroll. It's a much easier system than doing it yourself, and it's very cost-effective, and it's very easy. Their software and their customer service is fantastic.
Call 859-255-7020 for your payroll solutions.
They've been very good.
Wildcat Moving, the only moving company locally owned and managed by University of Kentucky MBA graduates. Wildcat Moving, ranked number one in Kentucky on Angie's List since 2012. Top 5% in the country, they are trustworthy with a Better Business Bureau A-plus rating. Wildcat Moving pays their movers better than anyone else, so they can recruit and retain the best and the brightest. Happy movers make happy customers. Wildcat Moving, the best in the bluegrass by far. WildcatMoving.com.
If your New Year's resolutions include being smarter with your money, come into the Home Depot this weekend to save big on appliance special buys, like a Samsung stainless steel gas range, right now just $648, with 5 burners, removable griddle, convection cooking, and almost unlimited possibilities. Now that's smart with savings that make you extra smart. Save on appliance special buys this weekend at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details. Valid through January 24th.
This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee Waltz.
Right. This is... I hope they play this song to really pump up the crowd tonight.
Yeah. I hope they play it at Tennessee's funeral tonight. Kentucky beats. It sounds like funeral music.
It does.
That was ugly. Yeah, so this week, Rick Bozich of WDRB had an article where he puts out there that Purvis Ellison, Billy Thompson, Milt Wagner, Rodney McRae, Scooter McRae, Jerry Eves, Butch Beard, all these guys,
yep,
they're behind Kenny Payne being Louisville's next basketball coach. Larry Brown, who's supposed to be Calipari's good buddy, said, oh, I think Kenny Payne would be a perfect fit at Louisville. And so...
But if you remove yourself from wanting him here so badly, yeah, can you not see that? Of course you can see that.
Once you become Kentucky Louisville, you know, because of Pitino and what he did by going to Louisville, it's just turned it. Louisville fans don't want Kenny Payne.
I totally disagree with that.
Have you listened to Louisville radio lately? None of them are on board with Kenny Payne.
No, I never listened to Louisville radio, but
they are not on. They are not on board with Kenny Payne.
Why would you not be?
Because he's one of Calipari's guys, and they hate Calipari the way Kentucky fans hate Rick Pitino. It's the same hatred.
It can't possibly be the same
hatred. It is. They hate Calipari. Are you kidding me?
Well, no, they hate Calipari.
And Kenny Payne has gone to the dark side, and therefore they hate him. Like Rick Pitino went to the dark side, and so all of Kentucky fans hate him. I mean, the dude flipped the entire arena off at Rupp. I mean, they hate that guy.
Yeah, but Kenny Payne's not done anything like that.
But he's one of Calipari's guys now. And Calipari even said yesterday, you have to become brothers. When you're in it together like this, you have to be super close to do this.
And he also said UK has made it so that...
Yeah, he doesn't have to leave.
That he doesn't have to leave unless it's absolutely the job that he really, really wants and feels passionately about.
Yeah.
Because they pay him so well. He's going to make $800,000, which is what David Padgett makes. But Cal also went on to say, guys... This is being really unfair to David Padgett, who's already in an unenviable situation.
Yeah.
I mean, he's already thrown into an unprecedented arena.
Yeah.
Doing the best he can do.
Right.
And now you got to throw this out there. He said, what if David's the guy for the job?
Right. I agree, too. But it's inevitable.
Well, of course Cal wants David Padgett to stay there.
It is inevitable that they're going to be... discussion about who the next coach should be, because they all look at like, oh, well, David's just the placeholder he's a kid and a young guy, and he was just...
And we were scrambling at the 25th hour to try to find, figure out what we were going to do.
Yeah. He's just getting started, and so we really need a big name. We need to, look. And I don't see that. I think if you wanted... You could have a good program with David Padgett. It might not be this year or next year, but the guy knows basketball. I would give him some time. But they're not going to. They feel that their program is at a place where they shouldn't have to go with David Padgett, that they should have a big name coach come in there. But, you know, I saw on one of the Louisville radio hosts put out a Twitter poll, would you be in favor of Kenny Payne or no? And I think it was 80-20 no.
And that was really? Like,
yeah, hundreds of votes on that. And then
I don't buy that.
And then I listened to, you know, Louisville radio snippets probably every day, you know, little segments here and there. And yes, it's come up, and I've heard people adamantly against it. And even like, so, you know, the guy, I think his name's, is it John Ramsey? It's Ramsey. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the first name, but he hosts one of the shows up there that's, you know, super pro Louisville, and we know of him.
Yeah.
All right. He was on board with, you can't have Calipari's guy coming back. Yes, Kenny Payne was great here and all that, but, you know, maybe if he goes somewhere else first, and it's been a few years, then maybe he could come back. And they also look at it like, well, we're a bigger deal than this. We don't need a guy who's never been a head coach before, even though it is Kenny Payne. He's not had a program before. Let him go coach, cut his teeth somewhere else as a head coach, and then he can come to Louisville.
You have all these facts to base up your opinion, and I have none to base mine on. I think they. Why would you not want Kenny Payne? I think it would be for the very reasons you said. You to steal Calipari's dude.
Yeah. Well. Okay. Let's go another direction. All right. Wayne Turner is on the staff at Louisville. Has been. Okay. Let's say Wayne starts making a name for himself, building point guards. Like a Rod Strickland did at Kentucky with, you know, having John Wall and those guys. So let's just say, you know, Wayne is big like that. And Rick Pitino is still the head coach and all that. And Calipari leaves. Is Wayne Turner okay as never having been a head coach before, but he's like a point guard guru under Rick Pitino at Louisville to become the Kentucky head coach? No. No, that's not – Kentucky is not that job. Kentucky's not that job where – you take even a guy who was a star here that's doing well as an assistant but has never been a head coach. UK is not your first head coaching job. Louisville feels the same way. We are not your first head coaching job. We're not. The reason we are with David Padgett is because we were stuck in a spot. But we're a bigger deal than this. We're an elite program. We're one of the top 10 programs in the country.
And I do believe that. I do believe they, you know, they can be there.
Yeah. Do we need to break now? Okay, so we're breaking now. Joe Musato here in about 15 minutes from SECCountry.com. He'll join us here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLXG Lexington. An LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
I'm Christine Lisi at this hour. The spotlight on this Saturday of NFL Wild Card Weekend on Kansas City and Los Angeles. The Chiefs welcome the Titans in the AFC matchup, 420 Eastern ABC in the ESPN app. Kansas City has lost 5 straight home playoff games. Its last postseason win at Arrowhead Stadium, January of 1994, a game started by Joe Montana. For Kansas City to break that slide, quarterback Alex Smith needs to take some chances, advises ESPN's Steve Young.
Alex Smith, I think, needs to be pressed. They need to call plays that Alex Smith is forced to be risked. He needs to put himself at risk. He needs to put the ball at risk. Because I think Alex is so careful and so manageable that I think it takes away from his game. And early in the season, I think he put himself at risk. In this playoff run, Alex Smith, be risky. I think it'll play well for the Kansas City Chiefs.
The game will be the final broadcast for Monday Night Football analyst John Gruden. He'll be introduced as the new coach of the Raiders on Tuesday. Meantime, ESPN is reporting Reggie McKenzie is expected to remain the Raiders GM. In primetime, the Falcons visit the Rams tonight. It'll be the first NFL playoff game played in Los Angeles since January 9th, 1994. The Bears interviewed Vikings offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur and Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels for their head coaching vacancy. James Madison and North Dakota State clash in the FCS football championship. Kick off in an hour on ESPN2 and the ESPN app. The two teams have combined to win the last 6 FCS championships and hold the 2 longest win streaks in FCS history, including a current 26-game run by JMU.
the NBA on ESPN Radio. Russell Westbrook, Carmelo Anthony, and the Thunder head north to face the Timberwolves. Coverage begins Wednesday at 7:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Looking for a financial institution with your best interest in mind? At Park Community Credit Union, your achievements are important to us. Whether you're looking for a checking account, investment advice, an auto, mortgage, or business loan, your success is important at Park Community Credit Union. Call 800-626-2870 or visit parkcommunity.com for financial guidance. Located at 2217 War Admiral Way.
Your life, your money, your way.
Every day across America, terrible quotes are happening.
We become what we think about, and I am chicken wings.
Well-behaved women rarely make history, or a decent souffle.
Loose lips eat chips.
Butterflies in your stomach tells you two things, and one is very bad.
So terrible. But thanks to Safe Auto, you can get a great car insurance quote in just 3 minutes that could save you 25%. Visit safeauto.com today.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 6868 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6868.
My name is Jim Sawyer. I own Sawyer's Downtown in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Prior to Payroll Solutions, I had used virtually all the nationally known payroll companies. And what I found was it was very difficult to be noticed as an employer with sometimes 10 employees, as many as 22 employees. As it fluctuated, it became very, very difficult for me to be noticed. And I wanted to get a little bit better attention, and I wanted to be able to do it at my pace. And Payroll Solutions walked in and offered that to me. One of the things I found really, really beneficial for working with Payroll Solutions, I do my payroll online. For me to be able to do the payroll at a time that works for me is fantastic. And I'll take a look and make sure everybody's paychecks are okay, and then I hit send. And that's all done at my pace, not at their pace. I have been very satisfied with Payroll Solutions since the moment I started with them. I actively tell people that if they have payroll problems or if they even have any questions about payroll, that they need to pick up the phone and call Payroll Solutions and meet with them as soon as possible.
Call 859-255-7020 for your payroll solutions.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-700-1843. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-700-1843. That's 1-800-700-1843. 1-800-700-1843.
I'm Bill Heisel. I own Cattleman's Roadhouse. As Cattleman's Roadhouse has grown, our payroll needs changed. We used to do our own payroll. We're in the restaurant business, not the payroll business. And the best thing we ever did was get out of the payroll business. We tried some other companies before Payroll Solutions, but Payroll Solutions has given us what we needed. We love it there in Lexington, and we're a Kentucky company just like they are, and it's advantageous that they're right nearby. In the payroll business, just like the restaurant business, it's all about service. We looked at some of the big companies, and they had lots of bells and whistles, but we didn't want to be in the self-service payroll business. And Payroll Solutions just gives us personal service. I know the people that do my payroll. I call them on the phone, and they're flexible. They make it work for us.
Call 859-255-7020 for your payroll solutions.
It's a local company. They care. They get your payroll right.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Give us a call at 381-1313 or tweet us at ESPN Radio Lex.
Now here's Dan Reifer and Mary Jo Perino.
So does this song have Tennessee in it? Yep, there it is. There it is right there. Hank Williams Jr. You know, you mentioned that in between breaks here, the Patriots thing, which I'm not a big Patriots person.
No.
I despise all things Patriots, all of it. But this thing that's come up, it's like they've cracked. I mean, they're talking about Belichick to the Giants and stuff now with this craziness. I guess,
and I don't even understand the impetus for it.
Well, this guy I happened to hear this interview on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 driving somewhere last night, and the guy said, or I heard it on Stephen A. Smith. Have you listened to that show yet?
His afternoon show.
Yeah.
Got it. Sometimes if I have to, if there's nothing else on, but I'm not a big fan.
Did you hear him go in on Marvin Lewis? Oh, my gosh.
I did. I saw that. Yeah.
His rating. Marvin Lewis is holding back black people and white people. What are you talking about? Anyway, the guy
it
who.
It is crazy that he got a 2-year extension. Am I wrong?
Oh, it's insane.
It's insane.
It just. The narrative I buy is that. Mike Brown does not want to deal with new ideas and new people and change the way he does things. He's comfortable with Marvin Lewis, and he knows Marvin Lewis isn't going to, like, cause him trouble. So he doesn't have to worry about it. He's like, okay, you know how I operate, you know. So that's
just
that's
win
that.
Or don't.
Yeah. I mean, if I am a Bengals fan, I absolutely boycott that team.
Oh, I 100%. Mean, I would be furious.
I wouldn't spend not one penny of my money on anything Bengals related. Absolutely zero, not one thing, if I'm a Bengals fan, which I'm not.
It is ridiculous. Hopefully. And I'm not a big coaches must get fired, but it's been a long time. The dude's got zero playoff wins.
15 years. It's a slap in the face to every Bengals supporter. Absolute slap in the face. It tells you we
their
do
number
not
one
care.
Draft pick from last year is just a healthy scratch.
Mm-hmm. This reminds me of the Cubs. My uncle was a Cubs fan his whole life, and I went to Cubs games with him, and I don't know, right before, like a couple years before the White Sox won the World Series, I went up to visit him and he'd switched. And he was actually living with, at the time, a guy who was a Cubs fan. And so we had this big discussion on why he was no longer a Cubs fan. The guy was calling him a traitor and all this stuff. And he's like, no, I am sick of Cubs management rolling out a losing team every single year. They do not care about spending money and building up the team at all. All they care about is throwing a party. And so a Cubs game is nothing but a party, and that's all. And they just try to live on the history and Harry Caray, and they don't care about winning games. So I'm not supporting a team and an organization that doesn't care about winning anymore, so I'm going to the White Sox. He got a World Series with them, but he didn't make it back in time for the Cubs World Series. You're still on the White Sox over there. But that... How would you? How could you support a team that doesn't show, an organization that does not show you that it's interested in winning games? Like, no. What? 15 years, you've had your chance. It's time. And it, for
and
nothing else.
And they've certainly taken steps back in recent years.
Right.
Like, you could see momentum shifting and whatever, but now.
Look, Andy Dalton is not the greatest, but he's better than most.
Yeah.
I mean, he's up there. You should, and AJ Green, this is time to capitalize on the talent that you have. You're not getting another AJ Green anytime soon. AJ Green's the best one they've had by far over Chad Johnson and TJ Houshmandzadeh. Championship. I hate to see this for the Bengals fans. Yeah. When you do have some talent here. And you're just going to let it go.
Because they have put up with a lot over the years. And
sometimes you just need change.
Yeah.
But
I felt like Marvin Lewis was even resigned to the family. Like, do you want to come back? Sure. Yeah. I mean, I guess.
If you're going to pay me to do the same thing, clearly it doesn't matter to you. So, I mean, if we do win, like, what's the pressure? There's no pressure on Marvin.
None.
There might be some from the fans, but not from ownership. That's the guy who's paying his paycheck doesn't care that he's not won a playoff game in 15 years. So he goes to work going, I'm going to do what I do.
And then they don't go to the playoffs, and he gets an extension.
Yeah. And look, I don't care what you guys in the media are asking me. I don't care what you fans think. None of it matters. Don't you understand? All I got to do is please the owner, and he's behind me.
Yeah.
So screw you guys.
It makes zero sense to me.
It's just bad. It is bad. They would have been better off firing Marvin and hiring Hugh Jackson from the Browns, who's gone, what, 1-30?
Well, and they let Mike Zimmer go, and now look, is he the coach of the year?
Maybe. They didn't let him go. He went,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but I mean.
Yeah. But we started out with the Patriots thing. And so it sounds like here's the narrative that has come out of this guy who was reporting for ESPN. The inspiration behind it, why did it even start, was the Jimmy Garoppolo trade. And this guy was like, this does not make sense. Why would you do that? What are you? This isn't the Patriots way. This isn't the Bill Belichick way. When you've got a 40-year-old Tom Brady and the future is sitting right there. Well, Brady has said that he wants to play till he's 45. He's got this superhuman diet and conditioning and training regimen that's going to make
robot.
Yeah, that's going to make that happen for him. And so I guess it sounds like Brady circumventing Belichick to go to Kraft and say, I don't want Garoppolo on my heels here. Move him along. I'm going to be your quarterback for the next 5 years. You know, go ahead and do this. Better for the team if you get something in return. They wound up like a second-round draft pick.
Of course they did. And you know who they'll pick? Someone who will eventually be a Hall of Fame tight end.
They'll get Hunter Renfrow from Clemson.
I mean, it's.
Well, and then I don't know the Belichick thing with the personal trainer or something. They have like an issue with that. I don't know what that issue is. But, you know, watching SportsCenter last night, Neil Everett brought up that they've been together for 18 years. Robert Kraft's been the owner the whole time. Bill Belichick's been that coach the whole time. And Tom Brady has been with them for 18 years now. So I'm thinking about this, 18 years. I haven't even been married 18 years. I think we're in four. This is year 15.
That's still pretty good, Dan.
Yeah. So think about marriage, which is what this is.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, Robert Kraft, Bill Belichick, that's a marriage. They spend almost as much time together as they do with their wives and family. So it's a marriage of 18 years. In my 15-year marriage,
zero fights?
Right. There have been conflicts that have come up. Have we come back and come back together? Well, yeah. So if you think this, I mean, it could also be the point where they go, all right, it's time. Or they'll come back and go,
I can't imagine
we're going to win another Super Bowl.
It's time because they're on a first-round bye because Tom Brady's an MVP candidate again.
Legitimate.
I mean,
maybe the favorite to win the MVP.
Yeah.
I mean,
so what are you going to – because there, unlike in Cincinnati, we'd like to win games. And we'd like to win championships. And so if we argue a little bit – where Cincinnati, I guess, they'd just rather get along and not sing kumbaya and not win games.
And Belichick's going to go, yeah, let me go over to the New York Giants and let me see what I can do there. Come on.
Well, I'll be really interested to tune into Bill Belichick's next news conference and really hear him explain the ins and outs of what's going on and really open up.
Yeah.
Next question.
I mean, Tom Brady and I, we've been together for 18 years. You know, Robert Kraft's a great owner. And,
I don't even think he'll go that far. I mean, not a big deal. I think we released a statement. I think We were Lisa Stevens. That's good.
I'm worried about whoever wins that game.
I mean, I'm thinking about that.
Yeah, with personal trainer, I mean, what are you talking about? Yeah.
Coming up later today on ESPN Sports Radio 1300, the FCS National Championship with North Dakota State and James Madison.
That's at noon, right? Right after us?
Yes.
Immediately following us?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, okay.
NDSU is always in the national championship game.
I had their seventh year or something like that.
I had so many classmates go there because it's only, 75 miles from where I grew up.
And JMU won it last year and has won like 26 in a row or something.
Should be a good game.
Yeah.
And then the playoffs start. Playoffs, 4 o'clock, the Titans and the Chiefs. 8 o'clock tonight, the Falcons and the Rams. Tomorrow, the Bills and the Jags. The Bills have Cincinnati to thank for that game. And at 4 o'clock, the Panthers and the Saints.
All good stuff.
But coming up next, we're going to have Joe Musato from SECCountry.com.
Oh, by the way, the UK pregame show is after us at noon. Matthew and Ashimu, I guess they were like, let's not come in at 8 o'clock tonight to do our pregame show. Let's just do it now at noon. Sounds good to me. Yep, let's do it. So they'll be talking UK, UT basketball coming up after us here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. But as you said, Joe Musato from SECCountry.com next on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
In a bar room.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Every day across America, terrible quotes are happening.
I have the heart of a champion and the calves of a librarian.
Whales always be bathing.
Dance like everyone's watching.
Haters might hate, but I'm still your father, Becky.
So terrible. But thanks to Safe Auto, you can get a great car insurance quote in just 3 minutes that could save you 25%. Visit safeauto.com today.
All banks claim personal service, but at Citizens Commerce, service is a way of life. Whether it's a conversation to discuss your financial needs or a visit to your office to set up online banking, Citizens Commerce will assist you in accomplishing your goals. At Citizens Commerce, we make decisions locally and spend more time with our clients. You are a name, not a number. Expect us to know you by name as we become your business partner. Stop by one of our branches to discuss your banking needs, or let's set up a visit to your office and learn how Citizens Commerce takes service to a new level. You'll love our personal service and low fees. So come in and talk to one of our friendly banking professionals or visit us online at citizenscommerce.com.
Hello, this is Michelle Oxley, President and CEO of Citizens Commerce, inviting you to start a conversation with us. We know changing banks can be hard. Make sure you only have to do it once. Switch one time for a lifetime of service.
My name's Barney Miller from Barney Millers Incorporated. My company started working with payroll solutions in August. In the past, we've had one person in my company that could do payroll, and if that person was on vacation or sick, it became a problem. So nowadays, it's real easy. Years ago, I had dealt with another payroll company from out of town, and the service was not very good. With Payroll Solutions being a local company, I thought I'd give them a try, and it's been very good. They answer the phone, you don't get put on hold, and they've been very good. Payroll Solutions is very inexpensive versus doing it ourselves. Payroll Solutions helps us with all our payroll taxes, W-2 forms, and we don't have to keep buying new software every year to do our in-house payroll. It's a much easier system than doing it yourself, and it's very cost-effective, and it's very easy. Their software and their customer service is fantastic.
Call 859-255-7020 for your payroll solutions.
They've been very good.
Driving means
freedom,
exploration,
fun,
pride,
flexibility,
travel,
protection,
ability,
friendship,
excitement, independence.
Distracted driving means
danger,
recklessness,
irresponsible,
chaos,
police,
devastation,
injury,
tears, death.
Safe driving means staying alert and staying alive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
This is the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I would pick and we would sing to the rhythm of
Oh boy.
Well, okay, turn that down.
No, just do not turn that up. Oh my gosh.
I mean, you're cranking it, Brad.
It's bad enough that it was a horrible song. So, you know, Brad, I mean, great guy, creative guy, you know, decided to go with a Tennessee-themed playlist, which I like. He took the initiative. We didn't come in here and go, hey, Brad, put together a Tennessee-themed playlist.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm going to do it on my own because we're playing Tennessee today. And I didn't realize how many songs about Tennessee suck.
Yeah.
I mean, so many bad songs. Like Lee Greenwood. Outside of God Bless the USA. That's it. And that even gets played out a little bit. That one right there. Ugh, that's what they play to like Middle Eastern hostages back when they did torture. before they banned torture. They would play Lee Greenwood loud at 2 in the morning. All right, we have SECCountry.com's Joe Musato on the line this morning, and there is football to talk about, even though it's a big basketball game today. Good morning, Joe. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So, big news out of UK football camp this week with Drew Barker announcing his transfer, among a couple others, but he's certainly the big name. First of all, were you surprised, and what do you make of it?
Yeah, you know, I was really surprised because I had just done, you know, a story last week about kind of assessing the quarterback competition for next year. And even with the addition of Terry Wilson, who fans here seem super excited about, I still thought Drew Barker was the favorite for the starting job, just given his experience, been in the system. Who knows? He might have always been the starter had he never gotten hurt. So I just thought he was the safe bet, even though Terry Wilson might have a little bit of a higher ceiling. So when I saw Barker announce his transfer, it really surprised me. And I think a lot of, you know, it was kind of strange to see reaction from some people. I know this is not representative of the entire fan base, but some people seem to be happy that he was gone, or, you know, that they didn't want him to get the job in the first place. But now Kentucky is in this kind of, you know, scary situation in the quarterback room, that they don't have a quarterback who's thrown a Division I pass before, and you're really banking on Terry Wilson and Gunnar Hoke, two relative unknowns, to be that guy for you now that Barker's gone. So the quarterback competition, it lost one of the competitors, but now it's every bit as interesting, I think.
Yes, a whole new era is starting. I mean, it's...
And I think that was part of some of the fans reacting to not wanting Drew Barker to get the job, is that they'd moved on from him. They didn't want to go back. That felt like that was the sentiment.
Yeah, it felt like that was the sentiment. I guess I'm just not really sure why. I mean, I'm not advocating that Drew Barker should have gotten the job. I'm just saying if you're a Kentucky coach, you want him to stay because you want as much competition and able-bodied quarterbacks as you can have, and now you just lost one of them, and now there's even more pressure, I think, on the next guys if they do turn out to be the guy that you can rely on, because you really don't have any other options. So even if they're not the guy, well, they're at least going to be the guy for a year.
Do you think it caught Stoops by surprise at all?
You know, I do. I heard an interview you gave yesterday, and he said that, you know, he was surprised, but when he saw that, you know, Drew Barker was, he said he saw his phone ring and it was Drew Barker, and he said he knew what that call was going to be. So I guess he was surprised on one hand, but maybe not on the other. You know, it's been such a not rocky, you know, ride for Drew Barker, but just like probably not how he ever envisioned his career going, where it got off to a good start, then he gets hurt. Kind of, you know, Steven Johnson takes the job, plays really well at times, but even in the times that he didn't play well, he had the full backing of the fan base, and Drew Barker was at some point kind of forgotten. And I just wonder if maybe that got to him a little bit, and then they bring in Terry Wilson, another guy to compete for his job when maybe he thought he was deserving of that spot. So just kind of an odd ending, I think, to his career in general.
Well, and just an unfortunate situation for him, because he did get his shot, but because of injury he wasn't able to continue with it. And I mean, it would things would be so much different. I think Drew Barker remained healthy. I mean, Benny Snell maybe doesn't emerge.
Yeah, Benny Snell maybe doesn't emerge. Steven Johnson might be a two-year backup that no one really knows a thing about. I mean, the whole offense might look different. I mean, all of Kentucky football history basically for the last 2 years would be different, I think.
Yeah, it's true.
What do you make, Joe, of Gunnar Hoke's father during the season coming out and being critical on social media of Eddie Gran? And do you think now with Drew Barker's departure that almost guarantees that Gunnar Hoke sticks around?
Yeah, I think it does. I think Hoke was likely to stick around even before Barker decided to transfer. I know his dad has been critical in the past, but I think some of the players do a good job separating themselves from what their parents say sometimes on social media. I know, you know, A.J. Rose is a guy that probably wants to stick around. His parents have been critical at times. I mean, not just them, but it happens quite a bit. So I wouldn't read too much into that. I think Hoke's for sure coming back, and he's a guy that, you know, I know all eyes are sort of on Terry Wilson at this point because he's got the higher profile, being a former Oregon signee, former Nebraska commit, four-star guy coming out of high school. But I mean, Gunnar Hoke's got a legit shot at this job too. And now, like you said, with Barker leaving, maybe that even solidifies in his mind that he's going to stay and compete for the starting spot, because if not, he's at least going to be the second-team quarterback, whereas if Barker stayed, I probably think Hoke would have been the third-team guy.
We're talking with Joe Masato from SECCountry.com here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. So this defense, which was, you know, maligned at times, appropriately so, this year, could look incredibly different. Or we could have a bunch of the really good players back. But there's, you know, four guys kind of up in the air here. You got the Denzel Ware situation, Josh Allen, Mike Edwards. Where do you see these guys ending up?
Yeah, I guess I'll start with the Denzel Ware situation because that's the one I know least about. So they've been very tight-lipped on what rule he broke and the whole violation of team rules suspension that was handed down for the Music City Bowl. Until I hear anything that makes me think otherwise, I would expect he would be back. I don't think he's necessarily a pro prospect that would go super high in the draft. But as far as the other guys like Mike Edwards and Josh Allen, I would lean toward he's going to leave. I would be very surprised if he came back. Mike Edwards, I'm less sure on. I would say it's about 50-50, but I would, you know, I would expect both of those guys to announce something in the next few days. You've seen a lot of players around the country announce their draft intentions. So, but yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, you could potentially lose two of the top three players on the defense, perhaps, when you've already lost some offensive guys in recent days due to the transfer. So the whole defense and really the whole team is looking quite different than it could be, depending on how these decisions go.
I did want to revisit the quarterback situation one more time here, because it seems to me that Gunnar Hoke is the Drew Barker type mold of quarterback that originally won the job under Eddie Grant and Darren Hinshaw. And that plan was to throw the ball at a higher volume than they do now, since Benny Snell has become quite possibly the greatest running back in the history of the program. Whereas Terry Wilson fits the Steven Johnson mold, and things would just kind of continue as they have offensively. Does that seem to fit? Do you think that's kind of the read there?
Yeah, no, I think that's a good way to read it. I mean, John Hale of the Courier-Journal had an interview with Terry Barker, Drew's dad, and he was saying that Terry Wilson's signing wasn't the reason that Drew wanted to transfer. It was because the offense has fundamentally changed from the offense he committed to. I mean, he was more of a pro-style, pass-it-around quarterback, and now I don't think it was necessarily a decision on Eddie Grant. I mean, he was throwing it all over the place at Cincinnati. I think it was really the emergence of Benny Snell and the emergence of Steven Johnson that didn't have a terribly strong arm, that they were going to turn into more of a run-first team. And now, when you see how good Benny Snell is, there's you basically have no choice. Depending on, I mean, no matter what your style was going into it, you've got to cater toward his strengths. So I think maybe a dual threat guy like Terry Wilson and Steven Johnson added another dimension, is another kind of running threat, option threat in that backfield along with Snell. So I think that's why Terry Wilson does have the edge, because he more fits what the offense was doing last year, and Hoke would be kind of a step back a few years as far as what Barker would be. But it's kind of interesting, because even if you look toward who they're recruiting at the quarterback position, they're recruiting some pro-style quarterbacks, they're recruiting some dual threat. So it seems like they're always ready to pivot no matter what they need to do as far as what their personnel might require.
Well, and we're completely dismissive of Danny Clark and Walker Wood. But those guys are not. I have to think they feel like, it seems like, that they have somewhat of a chance here.
Yeah, you know, I would say I'd want to be totally dismissive. I'd be stunned if either of those guys got the job, just because this coaching staff has said in the past that Danny Clark wasn't ready. I mean, he was just in his redshirt year as a true freshman this year. And then Walker Wood basically didn't do anything all season because he was still recovering from an injury. So those guys were just naturally behind. I think, you know, Wilson and Hoke should be considered the front runners. And I don't know how big of a part Wood and Clark will actually play in the competition, but definitely down the line. I mean, you lost Barker. They've got to bring in more quarterbacks now, but, you know, maybe not this year, but the next year, I think those two other guys that we haven't really touched on would start to be in the fold.
And you have to think Stoops is going to want to bring on another running back with the departure of Bryant Kobach to be closer to home.
Exactly. That's another situation in which, you know, I was going to go back, I haven't done it yet, but to see the guys that have transferred in the Stoops era. And I think a common theme, like we saw yesterday, Jaquiz Cross is a guy that never played in two seasons, and he transferred, which made a lot of sense because he probably wants to go to a place where he think he can play. Well, Kobach and Drew Barker's situation wasn't bad at all. I mean, those are two guys that I think Barker could have been the starting quarterback. I think Kobach could have been in the running back rotation, and then maybe a feature back after Benny Snell leaves. So those are guys that the staff did not want to leave. So now it puts them in a not a bad spot, because, I mean, it was really out of their control, but in a spot where they've got to fill some needs. So I do think they're going to add, I don't know who it's going to be, but I do think they're going to add one more running back between now and National Signing Day.
Does A.J. Rose, does he stick around?
I would think so. I would think he is more confident now to stick around, knowing that Kobach left. And, I mean, I think, you know, don't know his, like, personal view on it, but I mean, if you're in his position, maybe you haven't played as much as you want at this point in your career. You probably saw Kobach as not a threat. I mean, maybe they were best friends, but a threat to get some of your carries going forward. And now that's no longer there. And you've got Snell and you've got Saheem King. And it was crazy that Kentucky made it through the whole season using two running backs. I mean, those guys never really got hurt. There was never really a need for a third back when, I think if you look at pretty much any team in the country, I don't know if they had two guys that got as much. I mean, the
Georgia uses
the
three backs, and two of them are Sony Michel and Nick Chubb, and they still used a third back.
Yeah, exactly. So that's all to say that third back spot is still open, especially if a guy gets hurt or anything like that. So Rose should have plenty of opportunity.
We're talking with Joe Musato of SECCountry.com here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Joe, I've noticed across the country, schools are hiring their 10th assistant. Kentucky has yet to do so. Stoops did at least acknowledge that Ed Reed was someone he would love to have as his 10th assistant. Have you heard any movement on that at all, on anyone on that position?
Not on the Ed Reed front. I still think that's a big long shot. But as far as 10th assistant, I mean, that's another thing, you know, that they haven't talked about too much. I mean, we asked them kind of in press conferences leading up to the bowl game about who would be a type of person to fill that spot. And Stoops kind of laid it out for us what he's looking for. He's looking for a defensive guy But he was still kind of up for debate on whether that person might be like emphasizing in recruiting, or maybe another defensive backs coach, maybe another linebackers coach. So it could be, I would either see it as a specific position guy, or maybe like a second defensive coordinator in a way, a big picture person who might, you know, be good at recruiting a certain region. But no, I mean, that's a story I'm trying to look at now and, you know, find out who some of the names are that they're considering, because I've noticed that too. I mean, you're seeing a lot of announcements, but nothing on Kentucky's front, which I think you would kind of want to be ahead of that to make sure you get the guy that you want before someone else does.
Could it be that they're waiting for the national championship game to be played on Monday because the guy that Alabama stole from Kentucky, Derek Ansley, could be on Stoops' radar to come back here?
Yeah, I mean, that might be the case. Who knows? That's a name that has popped up a little bit. You kind of wonder, you would think they'd have to give him a, you know, more glamorous position here, probably a pay raise, I would imagine, for him to even think about leaving Alabama. But that could be maybe another one of those, you know, big picture type jobs, or maybe almost like a second defensive coordinator. So, yeah, maybe that is the case, that they're waiting on that game.
I think UK fans would welcome anyone who could help be a defensive coordinator.
Yeah, I think any defensive guy they would be happy for. Yeah.
Speaking of staff changes, there have been a couple rumors or suggestions out there this week that LSU may be interested in Eddie Grand should they go ahead and pull the trigger on Matt Canada, their current offensive coordinator. You hearing anything on that front?
Yeah, you know, just kind of what you said, that Grand's kind of been in the mention for that. I haven't heard anything, you know, on UK's front that's a legitimate possibility, but anytime you've got a coordinator that is in the mix for a program like LSU, I think there's some cause for concern. I just know, I mean, it's been a year since I've had this conversation with them, but I sit down with Stoops and Grant after the season, and to see kind of their chemistry and their and Grant's view on being, you know, this would be another coordinator position, but a lot of, at that time, some people thought maybe he could be a head coach, you know, at a group of five school or something like that. And he just said over and over again how happy he is to be in Lexington, to be in this position. And he's not at the point in his career where he's necessarily chasing things. So I don't know if he would view this as chasing something else. But I don't know. I mean, I think you would never be surprised if someone left Kentucky for LSU, but I also don't think it's a shoo-in, even if he's offered that job, which we don't know, that he would take it.
What we do know is LSU has parted ways with Matt Canada.
Okay, my bad.
This morning.
Oh, that happened
today?
Yeah,
within the last few minutes.
Oh,
Mary
okay.
Jo. Yeah, you didn't.
Because I've been really keeping a close watch on the Matt Canada situation.
No, this just came out.
It is open now, so who knows if...
Well, what if Eddie Grant goes there and then Drew Barker's the starting quarterback at LSU?
Well, they're looking at Steve Ensminger as a possibility,
right,
too, because he helped Orgeron in the interim before. So, and then there's one other thing I think about Eddie Grand that could be overlooked here is loyalty. He was very loyal to Tommy Tuberville for years, and was the reason that Shannon Dawson was the offensive coordinator at Kentucky instead of Eddie Grand, is because Eddie felt an obligation to Tuberville at Cincinnati that it was too soon, that he couldn't leave for Kentucky that quickly and put Tuberville in a spot there. Not that he would do that to Stoops now, because clearly he's been here long enough that I think Darren Henshaw could take it over by himself if Eddie Grand were to leave. But I feel like that Eddie Grand is sticking around, even if he does get offered the LSU job.
That would be my gut, just because, you know, kind of what you laid out just then. And also, Eddie Grand, I mean, he's basically been a coordinator for much of the last 30 years. He's been at Tennessee. He's been at Auburn. He's been at Ole Miss. He's, you know, been at Cincinnati. He's moved around quite a bit. I'm not sure if he's at the point now where he's kind of just not looking to do that. But if he does leave, I think that's a great point. I think Henshaw would be the easy hire there. I mean, I think he would be the most likely candidate, just because of – what he's done developing and locating quarterbacks like he did with Steven Johnson. And I think he's a guy they feel pretty confident in. But I also think, you know, those two guys are pretty close, so I can't imagine what those conversations would be like now. But I'm sure that there's a lot going on, especially if LSU does indeed reach out to Graham.
I have one more thing for you before we let you go, is the receiver situation. Last year we saw Jeff Badette transfer to Oklahoma, clearly to be part of an offense like the one that Oklahoma runs. And now we see Drew Barker leaving to be part of an offense that, you know, is more features the pass a little bit more. And then we've heard of a little bit of negative recruiting against Kentucky, which lost the receiver, right, just before the signing day.
Mm-hmm.
And then that shocky jock, yeah. Louis was another guy that, of course, had the Bentley photograph with Mark Stoops, and I think they thought they had a chance there. But now you lose some guys in Blake Bone and Kaywan Ross, but you lose – the most reliable over the years, one of the best ones to ever play here, Juice Johnson. But you have Dorian Baker coming back, and then you've got the Epps and Ali. Also, Cleavan Thomas. What happened to Cleavan Thomas, and do you see any more attrition possibly at that position?
I don't see any more guys leaving necessarily. As far as what happened to Cleveland Thomas, that's a bit of a mystery, just because he was the guy during fall camp before the season, there's always a question, who's a true freshman that could get on the field? And Cleveland Thomas was always the first name out of the coach's mouth. He did play initially, but then he disappeared for the rest of the season, and really had no impact at all. So I think that's a major decision they wish they could have back. I think they would have liked to redshirt Cleveland Thomas in hindsight. I think they might have even redshirted one of the two as far as Josh Ali and Isaiah Epps, because, you know, Epps was a deep ball target a lot. I think he was the guy they were looking for to fill Bedette's role, but neither of those guys had a significant impact. I mean, it's understandable they're true freshmen, but at the same time, you know, none of them really did anything to separate themselves. And then, obviously, the one guy we haven't mentioned, Lynn Bowden, would obviously, I think, be the guy in the passing game to sort of step into the Garrett Johnson role,
right,
and to be that most reliable target. But, yeah, it's a really big question, and the coaches have kind of made it sound like it's no big deal at all when they're recruiting. But if I was an elite high school wide receiver, I think you would really have to be convinced by the coaching staff that they're going to find a way to get him the ball, because that hasn't been the case. I mean, part of that was some of the receivers they had on the roster not able to get open. Part of it was Steven Johnson not able to get them the ball at all times. You know, a lot of factors go into it, but the main factor is Benny Snell and the offense, and it's a run-first team. So, yeah, like, how are they – what is the pitch to receivers? How are they going to get receivers to stay? Because you saw a guy like Blake Bone, who's a veteran, but he had that Snapchat post in the middle of the season that he basically said, we'd be unstoppable if we threw the ball more. So you had even veteran guys like that getting a little upset as far as what the offense did. So, yeah, that's just another factor the coaching staff has to balance, I think.
Yeah.
Well, when you look at it,
I also thought unstoppable was a little hyperbole.
Yeah, probably not the right word choice.
Yeah, I mean, the quarterback probably needs to complete 68-70% of his passes to get to that unstoppable realm.
Kentucky would not have been undefeated had they threw the ball more. I think I can say that.
No, you look at what's coming back. It's Cleveland Thomas, Taven Richardson, Dorian Baker, Lynn Bowden, Isaiah Epps, and Josh Ali. You wouldn't think that any newcomers, you know, as far as freshmen, true freshmen, would probably contribute over any of those guys right away. But the most interesting thing about this group is that Mark Stoops has mentioned Lynn Bowden playing defense. If that were to happen, who's the slot receiver there, unless you take Walker Wood from quarterback and slide him over into that spot? Because if Walker Wood does not play quarterback, which he's probably not going to, he's athletic enough, like a Lynn Bowden, crafty enough in space, that it seems like that would be a natural fit for him. But how serious I mean, we've been talking to this guy for now 30 minutes. I'm sorry, Joe, if you had other plans.
No, this has been a lot of fun.
Okay. Joe Musato from SECCountry.com here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. But how serious do you think this Lynn Bowden thing is to defense? And then it can't be exclusive, could it? I mean, if he does move him to defense, it would just be in spots, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I don't think it's likely really at all. And I don't think it's ever going to happen exclusively, just because you would be taking away an offense that isn't just loaded with a ton of weapons. I mean, behind Benny Snell, I would say Lynn Bowden, the biggest weapon. And right now, I think he's the most athletic guy, most dynamic guy for home run plays, kind of like a different position, but kind of like Boom Williams was. So I don't see that happening. Lynn Bowden has talked about Lynn Bowden playing quarterback, which we're also not going to see except for in the Wildcat, which he has shown the ability to throw out of that. So
he's the most experienced quarterback on the roster now, right?
Yeah, most passing yards returning, so maybe he's got a better shot than I'm giving him. But, I think with Bowden, it's just always, you know, we have to remember that when they're talking about him, they love him a ton at any position. I think they truly think he could play just about anywhere. He was the number one recruit. He hasn't always appeared happy at times on social media. I don't know how much to put in that. So I think they just sort of, you know, are openly glowing about him at every position possible, but I would be shocked if he moved over to defense.
Well, it was funny. A.J. Rose put out a tweet, you know, this week that said, decisions, decisions, decisions.
Right.
Which Lynn Bowden quoted and said, same here, brah. And then the next day, Lynn Bowden's like, unless you know what's on my mind, leave me alone, you idiots. Yeah. Because you have no idea what they're talking about.
But they also
know
that putting that tweet out,
yes, they do,
is going to get people talking.
They do.
Oh, yeah. And mission accomplished. I mean, look at us right now. I mean, everyone was talking about that, but because you just can't...
You can't ignore it.
I don't want to say you can't, like, trust them, but they're stirring the pot on purpose. That's what everyone needs to realize.
They're bored. I mean, at that moment, they're bored. I mean, my kid comes up to me sometimes and says, I'm bored. I'm like, with all the money I've spent on Steve, get out of here. Yeah. Get out of my face. All right, Joe, thank you so much for spending a good half hour
of
your morning here with us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll have to do it again. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, all right. Joe.
Thank you, Joe. Joe Musato there from SECCountry.com. Go check him out. Give him a follow at Joe_MUSSATTO. All right, coming up, we'll get back to basketball, and we'll just give you a little preamble here for the big show that comes up next. Matthew and Hashimu on the UK pregame show that follows us immediately at noon here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300. If I hadn't been a riding on a Tennessee
stud. The Dan and Mary Joe Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I'm Chris Campbell, and along with my wife Kim, we are co-owners of Title Boxing Club here in Lexington. I was introduced to Payroll Solutions through a networking group that I'm a part of. At the time, I was working with one of the competitors. We decided that we had been jerked around by that national provider too many times in too many different ways, and that what Payroll Solutions had to offer was exactly what we needed. Since we started with Payroll Solutions, we have had absolutely no problems. I haven't even had to think about it. One of the things that we love is being able to entrust to somebody who has the expertise in an area that we are not. We don't have to learn it. We don't have to figure it out. We don't have to learn it on the fly, make mistakes as we go along. I know a lot of business owners do their own payroll, and that's fine for them, but I've got other things I want to focus on than payroll.
Call 859-255-7020 for your payroll solutions.
Smart.
smoking deal
at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters of Lexington, Kentucky. Going on now. Save on thousands of accessories and services for all makes and models of cars, trucks, and SUVs. See it on the nets, on the streets, or another shop. Smoky Mountain has it. They do more than add on a little extra. They do brakes, ring and pinion installation, and 4x4 repair. A complete tire and wheel shop. Remote car starts at $189. Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters.
Smoking deal.
And installed in about an hour. Spray on bed liners, toolboxes, backup cameras, and car stereos are at
Smoking Deal.
WeatherTech floor liners, as low as $89. We are more than a bolt-on shop, so don't settle for a little extra when you can get it all done in one place. We have it all at prices better than the local competitors, and we match most internet prices at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters, behind Aurora Pools and Spas, just off West New Circle.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-700-2292. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-700-2292. That's 1-800-700-2292. 1-800-700-2292.
This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Finally, a good song about Tennessee that, you know, we can get into. I do, you know, I didn't even think he played, Brad played Hank Williams Jr.'s song, what, Dixieland, something, I don't remember what it was. So, he has a song, Tennessee, that I actually do like. Anyway, Kentucky and Tennessee, which I don't like. Tonight at 9 o'clock or midnight, if you're John Calipari. It is a late-night game. It is tough to play this these four games in 8 days for this
two
team.
Two on the road when they hadn't had any road games at this point.
And the flu. Calipari said Hamidou Diallo, Nick Richards, and Sasha Kalia-Jones were all battling the flu against LSU. Then he said yesterday that someone would sit out practice yesterday with the flu and wouldn't play. And someone said, who is that? And he goes, someone. So he wouldn't say who it is that's sitting out and has the flu and is not going to play. So we'll see if Kentucky has its full complement of players. You hope it's not Shai Gilgeous-Alexander,
who I believe is the best player on this team.
Absolutely. He's the leader. He has emerged as the leader on this team. You started to see it in the Georgia game. He had a great game against LSU, against Louisville. And then with the Georgia game, I thought he really became into that leadership role more. And then against LSU, even more so. You could see him kind of like get that snarl about him. That smile was gone. Mm-hmm. Now there was that snarl of, let's go. Let's get this thing going.
100%.
I'm going to do it. And he was... They talked about his hesitation, how he was difficult to guard with that hesitation move that he had. And then Will Wade of LSU said they focused so much on Kevin Knox that that left P.J. Washington some opportunity. So, to me, P.J. Washington, he may not be able to keep this going game in and game out. Like Calipari says, I'm not accepting a step backwards from you. That's fine, but an opportunity was created by what LSU was doing. For PJ today, Shai has to be Shai, and then you got to get it somewhere else. And that's the thing, you don't know yet. Is it Kevin Knox? I don't know. Is it Hamidou?
He definitely Kevin Knox Quade? Definitely looked better.
Yes,
this last game
he did.
But of course, you know, that's just one game, so he's kind of unpredictable. We don't really know who that someone is who has the flu, and you never know like what the deal is there. I think Hamidou Diallo has to be your second scoring option.
Yeah. Kevin Knox, by the way, Calipari said he's going to work him with the bigs for the rest of the year. I think that is a direct result of Nick Richards not playing, not coming along any further to this point. Nick Richards is still working.
Yeah.
Still, he's not where the other guys are, I guess. And we've seen that with the minutes he's played. Sasha Kalia-Jones has played really well, but he doesn't have as good of an offensive skill set as Nick Richards does. And I think Kevin Knox moving to work with the bigs is that. Okay, we've got to make up for Nick Richards not giving us what we need by moving Kevin Knox down there, and plus the emergence of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Kwade Green in the lineup with Hamidou Diallo. So if, in order to do that, you need Kevin Knox to be a post presence for you. And so I think that's what we're seeing. All right, that game is at 9 o'clock tonight, of course, and usually the pregame here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 is an hour and a half before the game, but today it is next. Matthew Lawrence is in here for the UK pregame show after us, coming up here in just a few minutes to 1 o'clock, and then it's football.
All day. Playoffs, playoffs, playoffs!
And, of course, we'll be back tomorrow here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show at 9 a.m. Tune in then. Thank you.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.